friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom spots son's glowing eye on baby monitor and knows something isn't right. Written by Adam Staten. Read by Julie Provost. Benny's mother couldn't help but notice her son's glowing eye on the baby monitor. She just could tell something wasn't right. Thankfully, she listened to her mother's instincts, which led to the discovery of a tumor in her baby boy's eye. Most parents keep a close and watchful eye on their children. They also notice anything odd, weird, and slight changes in their children's mood or appearance. Moms and dads are usually some of the first to spot incoming danger when it comes to their children. A clip posted on YouTube shows that, thanks to an observant Utah mother, doctors located and have been treating her child for retinoblastoma, a rare cancer of the retina. The mother spotted her child, Benny, on the baby monitor, who had a glow in his right eye. It did not matter what the child did. The right eye continued to glow brightly. The left eye remained black, doing nothing out of the ordinary. As any mother would, Benny's mother took him to a pediatrician, who referred the child to an ophthalmologist. That doctor determined that Benny did, in fact, have retinoblastoma. After undergoing more than a year of treatment for the cancer, Benny has begun his road to recovery. Benny's doing very well, Dr. Eric Hansen said. He finished his chemotherapy. We've still done consolidation, local therapy, that'll be laser in his case for, you know, areas of small occurrence, which is common in kids who have the retinoblastoma gene mutation, but he's doing quite well. Dr. Hansen in the clip mentioned that the method used by Benny's mother to spot the cancer was a first for him. For me, this is the first time this is the way that retinoblastoma has been caught, doctor said. And certainly it is kind of a little bit reassuring or positive, like, hey, that these baby monitors not only are keeping kids from all the other things that parents are worried about and are concerning, but also, like, maybe a way like this thankfully rare pediatric cancer can also be identified earlier. Psalm 127:3. Seeing children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, opens up about what faith in God has done for her life. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. The Today Show host, Savannah Guthrie, opens up about what faith in God has done for her life over the years. In the tapestry of life, the presence of God often reveals itself in the most unexpected places, weaving through the fabric of our daily experiences with divine grace and profound significance. When least expect it, we may find ourselves embraced by the sacred, reminded of the eternal truth that God's love knows no bounds and transcends all barriers of time and space. Growing up in a Baptist family, Savannah Guthrie's faith journey is deeply rooted in her Christian upbringing. She recalls fond memories of attending church regularly. "We would go 3 times a week. It was very much a part of my upbringing," she said. "My sister has the best line in the book. She said, God was the 6th member of our family in our family of 5. In her book, Mostly What God Does, Savannah offers poignant reflections on how her faith sustained her through some of life's most challenging moments. She includes the loss of her father when she was 16. "All of what I have come to realize is that all of That is my faith story. Belief and doubt, you know, joy and also disappointment and sorrow. It's all a part of my faith journey, she mused. In the book, Savannah candidly reflects on the highs and lows of her faith journey, from the joys of motherhood to the heartbreak of losing her father at a young age. Through it all, she emphasizes that her faith is not about perfection, but rather about embracing life's messy and imperfect aspects with grace and resilience. Drawing from her own experiences, Savannah acknowledges that faith is a journey, marked by both moments of profound certainty and times of doubt and despair. Yet through it all, she finds solace and strength in her relationship with God. Throughout the book, Savannah invites readers into her world. She shares vulnerable stories and insights that resonate in this broken world, seeking God and finding beauty in it all. From the challenges of blending faith in an interfaith household with her Jewish husband to the trials of her career, Savannah's reflections offer a relatable and deeply personal perspective on the power of faith to sustain and uplift us in the darkest times. Despite never anticipating writing a book about faith in her 50s, Savannah was drawn to the subject when allowed to share her story. When I had the opportunity to write something, faith was the subject I found myself most passionate about, she said. And somehow, in the moment and in this time, it just felt like the right thing to do. And it didn't feel like a burden. It felt like a joy. Savannah invites readers to embrace the complexities of their own faith journeys. She acknowledges that belief and doubt are intertwined, as well as joy and sorrow. Her story serves as a testament to the enduring presence of God in our lives, even amid uncertainty and adversity. Savannah eloquently says, "It has all enhanced what I believe and I have come to understand about God. For when two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." Matthew 18:20.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.